Hi, it's Chip here, and I am with the legend that is Dean.
Hi, Chip. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks, mate.
Excellent.
So, you own a really cool shop that sells signed pictures of footballers.
I do indeed. I'm very, very lucky to own such a wonderful shop. I also sell signed boxing pieces and signed TV and film. But as you say, the majority of my stuff is signed football.
So you got like loads of West Ham players and you got the Leicester City players. Have you got any Coventry?
I have the Keith Houchin diving header from the 1987 Cup Final against Spurs when he scored one of the great goals in FA Cup history to make it 2-2 before they went on to win 3-2 with a Gary Mabbott own goal. So yeah, of course I've got some Coventry bits.
I got some Coventry pictures up on my wall and it was just amazing when Coventry won the FA Cup and they're going back to Wembley on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. I was there 30 years ago when they played Tottenham as I was at university. In Coventry at the time. Had a great day out at Wembley. I wish I was going back on Sunday, but there we are. I'm hoping the Sky Blues do it as a celebration of the 30 years since they were last at Wembley in the FA Cup final.
So what is your favourite football team?
I'm a West Ham fan.
My girlfriend's dad is a West Ham fan.
Then he's a very, very, very intelligent man who is prone to bouts of very, very poor football results.
I do like West Ham myself, and West Ham are a talented team.
Yeah, with Payet, we had somebody very, very special, but obviously he had his falling out with the club and with whatever else happened. I think the move to the new stadium has been difficult, but I'm hoping we can stay up this year, build from it next year. And one of the nice things about the shop at the minute is Steve Jones, a mate of mine, used to play for West Ham in the Premier League, scored the first goal in a 4-1 victory at Tottenham, which obviously every West Ham fan thoroughly enjoyed. Steve goes around and gets lots of my autographs, so I'm very lucky to have such a decent bloke going out and get me all my signed bits in and around the London area.
Now, Coventry City's had West Ham talent come through the club on loan, and West Ham are just a quality club, and I've got a real soft spot for West Ham.
You sound like you've got more of a soft spot for us than I have at the minute. Yeah, there have been some really good players coming through. If you look back at Joe Cole, Michael Carrick, Jermaine Defoe, Glenn Johnson, all of whom came through the academy. They were top class players. Unfortunately, with half the England side, we got relegated and they all went. So we had to start rebuilding. Got in a couple of ex-Coventry boys. Craig Bellamy, who was absolutely brilliant for us. Real class. Really pleased when he was there. But yeah, it's been a roller coaster for both Coventry and for West Ham in very different ways.
It's good to see both clubs like helping each other out in a way.
Yeah, obviously with the loan deals, it does help both sides. Sometimes when you get sides that have 40 players out on loan, I don't think that's so healthy and I don't think it's good for the youngsters. But if you've got like Southampton do, like we do to an extent, you send people out, one or two, maybe three out on loan, I think that's a very good way of doing it because the youngsters get a really good feel for what it's like to play with men. You know, it is a very different game than playing in an under 21 league when you're up against some of the bruisers that play in maybe League Two.
Now, Ian Mack, he's a really big Arsenal fan. Have you got any Arsenal photos?
I have, yeah. In at the minute, I've got Charlie George celebrating the goal in the 1971 FA Cup when he stuck it in the top corner. I've got Alexis Sanchez. I've got Ian Wright when he scored the goal to break his record. What else have I got? I've got Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Theo Walcott. Hang on, I'm just going to have a look over your shoulder there. How could I forget? I've got Tony Adams as well. When he scored the goal, I think it was in the last game of the invincible season when he scored and then went in front of the crowd with his arms wide open. I've got that signed as well.
I'll send my uncle down here next time he's over because he's a big Arsenal fan as well.
Excellent. It'd be good to see him. I'm sure maybe you could get Ian to come in with him and they could discuss Arsene Wenger because that seems to be quite a big discussion point at the minute.
Yeah, I'll get them both to come in.
Yeah, brilliant. Be good to see them.
So how can we get in contact if you want a signed picture.
Okay, there's a couple of ways. You can give us a ring on 822-550, or you can go onto Facebook. My Facebook page is Star Signings IOW. Give it a like. Everything that comes in goes up on there, so you can have a look there. Contact me if you like any of the bits, and we can have a chat about price. Or just pop into the shop, and the shop is on South Street. It's number 42 South Street, which is next to Event Card Shop, right opposite Morrison's. It has my little staffy, who sits on the doorstep to welcome you in. He's a beautiful little dog. Please don't be scared of him. He'll welcome you in and give you lots and lots of cuddles.
Thank you for letting me interview you, Ian.
It's a pleasure, Chip. Nice one.
What song would you like to be played out on the radio?
I think, if I'm honest, would have to be World in My Eyes by Depeche Mode, please.
Okay, here's your song.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.